you're dead wrong.
Smacking babies at their christening. Motherfucking big ass. What's your
gonna do with it, Tupac?
Yeah, where the motherfucking dog at? Know your motherfucking middle finger. We gon' do this shit like this. I take the law for my many blessings. Blow the stress and keep a best from the from the barrel of a sinner weapon. And all my niggas in the pen, here we go again. Ain't nothing separating us from my message. Born in the ghetto as a hustler. Hold up, a straight soldier. Walking at the busters, no matter how you fuck, niggas never die. We just retaliate with hate until we multiply. You see me strike the other block, can't hold us. Driving like a motherfucker, living like I want to. It ain't no stopping at the red light. I'm sideways, thug like motherfucker, crime. Pain, let the cops put their lights on. Chase me, nigga, zigzagging through the freeway. Race me, nigga, in a high speed chase with the law. The realest motherfucker that you ever saw.
Living room flow, play Nintendo with Seasonino. Pick up my phone, play pop a lot. Sex all night, mad head in the moon. Spin my beat, smoke all my weed. Tattoo on TT, say it B-I-G. Now check it, you wanna be my miss squeeze, baby. Don't you, you wanna give me what I need, baby. Won't you, picture life as my wife. Just think, full left, make fat X and O mix. Bracelet to match, conversation was all that. Showed you the safe combinations and all that. Guess you can say you the one I trusted. Who would ever think that you would spread like mustard? Shit got hot, you sent feds to my spot. Took me to court, tried to take all I got. Another intricate plot, the bitch said I raised up. Damn, why she wanna stick me for my paper? My mosquito hole, my Versace, Hachi. Come to find out, you was fucking everybody. You knew about me, the fake ID. Cases in Virginia, body in D.C. Whoa, always me, that's what I get for tricking. Came out on bail, commenced to ass chicken. Licking the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Disrespect my clique, my shit's imperial. Fuck around and made a milk box material. You feel me? Sucking dick, running your lips cause of you. I'm with the real fucker, bitch shit.
Thank you.
bad boy in the house with a 9-5 piece. Big shout out to my man Mel Smith, to my man Don C. Shan in the house. What's up, Michelle Dre? What's up,
bro? Take a mama screaming that kid a job, nigga. Flex to the limit, got to rob me a nigga. Simple and plain, my man scooped me in the hoopy. Whispered in his ear, this is what we got to do, G. Got to bang a nigga, and bang a nigga good, so I can cop a band to drive the fuck out the hood. Cause baby mama screaming, your daughter 12 months. Can't live life slinging rocks and smoking blunts. Hanging with the niggas don't pay the bills. And being broke at 30, give a nigga the chill. So what we got to do is creep and see a sweet pick. Yo, you see that shit?
Hell yeah, I see that shit.
Colombian, Dominican, yeah, whatever. Whoever he was, he had it tucked under the lever. 2 keys, 20 G's, nigga, please. Blew his brains out, cause witnesses we don't leave. On the road to riches, the diamonds rain. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things. On the road to riches, the diamonds rain. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things.
And the saga continues. Radio check, back on the phones. I got a caller, call your name.
Yo, this is Jam.
Who?
Jam.
DJ Jam?
DJ Jam.
Fuck you doing on the phone, man? You supposed to do this?
If JC can get up in here and do his, you know what I'm saying, little roll call, little thing, I know I can get up here and introduce mine, you know what I'm saying?
All right, chum.
Can I run it down?
Yeah.
I'm going to just let the record spin, and this is what I want you to play, right?
All
right. You can hit me off with first with Ready to Die.
Right.
Come back with One More Chance.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know you gotta hit that the what with the Mr. Meth, right?
Yeah.
And then since it is an everyday struggle out there, you can hit me with that joint too.
That's right. Now bring your ass back in this room and get back on the turntables.
Yeah. Bad boy in the house, blowing up the spot and all that.
All this paper, son.
That means to me. Keep it real, son. PR in the house, not seen.
After the mad blunts to gym, we had the plan made. I bought my wifey a crib and bought the mafia an arcade. Mad games, pool tables, and candy. A little extra trick and loop be coming in handy. Check it. Got on some 95 shit. Sold the 5, bought the 6. Del Vec, copped the Lex. We was set. Nino had work all in the projects. Nigga slinging O's, he kept the profit. No one could stop it. We was living it up. All the sexy young bitches stressing, giving it up. Same bitches sucking dick, trying their best to thrill me. Said the niggas I kill is out to kill me. Soon as she spoke on that note, I saw a trench coat. One had a Mac spitting, all I saw was gun smoke. The other had a shotty, I was shooting everybody, and I wasn't missing. Had to get out this position, niggas still hitting. Feeling hot was in my back, licked 6 shots. Smoked the nigga with the Mac, the nigga with the shotty still busting. Cussing, Mighty Gones and Putas, all I'm trying to do is shoot ya. 2 shots in the Ruger, booyah, blew his ass out, then I passed out. On the road to the riches and diamond rings, real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things. On the road to the riches and diamond rings, real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things.
Bad boy in the house for the 9-5 piece. Real niggas, alright.
Yo, check it. All little seeds, tell them motherfuckers, bring me some more food weeds or something. Fuck that. Tell them before they go pick up 10,000 from there, it's gonna take about like 20 G's from there. Tell them motherfuckers to get this nigga next door. I'm out of here, that nigga be snoring all night, I can't sleep. Call that big butt nurse with the long hair to come suck my dick.
The doctor said I need about 3 weeks of recovery, but the nurses is loving me, saying the best part of the day is my half, feeding me breakfast and giving me a sponge bath. Niggas say I died dead in the streets. Nigga, I'm getting high, getting head on the beach, chilling, sitting on about 500,000 with all my niggas, all my guns, all my women. Next 2 years, I can see about 1 million. All for the love of drug dealing. Got no love for the other side. Fuck them tricks. Any repercussions, you'll get off your spit clips all the time. Big Papa kicks the raw rhyme. Raw flows, and that's how it goes.
On the road to riches, the diamond rings. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things. On the road to riches, the diamond rings. Real niggas do real things. Hanging with the bitches is the song I sing. Real niggas do real things. Check it out. Notorious B.I.G. representing D.J. to the fullest. Me and Mafia for life. Give a shout out to DJ Jam.
Radio. We are in the building. It is your man,
yes,
Bad Seed.
Indeed.
Word up. Bad Seed in the building with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What's good, Nate?
What's up, everybody? We're live Saturday night, March 10th.
Yeah, Salute. Salute to Biggie Smalls, man. Notorious B.I.G.
That's right.
Arguably, you know, one of the best that's ever done it, that's ever touched the mic, you know. Me, you know, being a Brooklyn native, you know, I'm very prideful about that. I love that, you know, that he's from there. So I figured on the 15th anniversary of his death that we would pay homage to him, you know.
I can't believe it's been 15 years, like it's been that long since his death.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I mean, that's amazing to me because it feels as if it was not too long ago, but, you know, it's been 15 years. And I remember it, like, clearly, like, when it was on CNN. And back then, anything that came on CNN was straight truth. Like, oh, my goodness, this is bad. And they're broadcasting it on CNN, like, oh, wow, this is serious business, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it really affected me as an MC because, you know, first of all, following the whole situation between him and Pac, you know, they tried to create the East Coast, West Coast drama, you know. I didn't really get caught up in that because I enjoyed hip-hop. I love West Coast music way before even Big came out, you know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, it really wasn't about all that. And then I also love Pac as an artist as well, you know. Shout to him and R.I.P. to him as well.
We were both doing big things at the same time.
Yeah, it touched me when Big passed a little more than Pac.
Probably because,
just for me personally, probably because of, you know, because of the New York thing. I don't know. I can't call it.
I think so.
But
I agree with you.
From New York, too, though. You know, he was from there, too.
Yeah, but it's not like he didn't rep me like New York like that. Like, Biggie rep New York. He rep Brooklyn, I mean.
Yeah, he absolutely
They still, did. To this day, play just that little segment, "Where Brooklyn At." At any party you go to, everybody knows who's saying "Where Brooklyn At," you know?
That's right.
So he reps New York, and we're from New York, so I think it touched us more than it would touch. I mean, when Pac died, it touched me too like that. I didn't think he was going to die. I thought he was going to miraculously pull through like all the other times, but
he
didn't, you know? But And then, like, Pac, with them, I think they died a year apart. He died in 96, and then Big died in 97.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe 6 months later.
The chilling thing about it, though, is I was looking at some old YouTube footage after Pac died and how Big was talking about him, you know, talking about Pac post his death. Like, he had just died, like, that week, and Big was talking about it, like, damn, you know, we lost a good one. And then, you know, the following year, we lose Big. That's crazy. It just felt crazy. It's wow, yo. Wow, like they contributed so much to hip hop, and you know, I'm thankful to them for that. And that's the purpose of this show tonight. And on this show, you know, we're not really gonna sit here and mourn the death of Big. We're gonna celebrate the life and the music that he gave us in Brooklyn. Stand up, please. If you're sitting down, stand your ass up. Cause tonight, yeah, we're gonna celebrate. We got Easy Mo B on the show, and
that's right, a big contributor to that. So even like that time right there when Ready to Die came out, that era right there, it was almost like a shift in the sound and the quality of hip hop. This was like this thing that just started happening. So, you know, really big honor to have Easy Mo be on the show today to talk about how he actually. He was really that sound. He was that movement. So he was really the creator of that feeling. So I can't wait to ask him questions about how it felt to just be part of that, part of hip-hop fabric. So
it's crazy because, you know, Mo B, he did Flavor in Your Ear, you know, for
Craig. That's right.
Mack, you know.
That's right. And the remix.
Yeah, he did the remix. You know, he did the original joint for Running from the Police for Tupac.
Wow.
He did the party and bullshit joint we played earlier, Warning.
Right.
Mo B is a beast, you know. And he actually did a lot of joints on Tupac's album, Me Against the World, you know. So he's been around for a minute. Grammy Award winning producer. We'll be calling in and kicking it with Six Man Radio tonight. And, you know, tell us about his experience working with the late, great Frank White, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, man. So Nate, like, is Big in your top five MCs, greatest, dead or alive?
I definitely would say he's in my top five. I mean, like I said, like, he had this vibrato about him when he rhymed that wasn't really being done just yet, you know. He was so confident and so cocky in the way he spoke. Like, is this guy really doing all these things he's talking about? You having menage a trois? You know, just having all these ways. And he was actually living his life. And even at that time, that era, like, he was a big fella, you know, and he made it to sexy to be a big fella. Nobody really does that. Like, so, you know, he created a lot of, he was a creative soul, and you felt it when he rhymed, and, you know, when you saw him, you're like, this is a guy that's rhyming like this? So, you know, he did a lot of things for the big man. He really did, you know?
Yeah, man, you know, Big, oh, man, I could go on and on about homie, man. I can go on about him. Also, during the course of the show, what we're going to do, we're going to play a couple of his affiliates, you know. I got to go into Jay-Z, you know, because him and Jay-Z's relationship, so I got to play a couple of Jay joints with Big on him. I'm throwing in the one joint, though, for Brooklyn, though. It's the You Don't Know remix featuring M.O.P. I got to throw that in there, y'all already know.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. We got to get ignorant tonight for the borough, man. Yeah, we got to do it. Why not? You know, so we're going to have fun tonight. We're going to have fun. Mo P's going to call in, and that's what it is. Now, Nate, your favorite Big joint, like, off the top of your head, like, when it comes on, it just makes you lose it. What joint is that for you?
I would have to say Machine Gun Funk.
Yeah.
Which Mo B produced, exactly, yeah. But... Machine Gun Funk was really nice. I like the track. The track is really what made me love it. And, of course, they delivered on it once he hit it with his rhyme. But it was really, like, really funky and, you know, like, all that was just, like, awesome. It was just, like, what is this? And, that sound wasn't exactly happening just yet in hip-hop. So it's like Mo B brought that in, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
What is this? It was real funky. It was soulful. It had all this swagger to it. And, you know, whenever you were going out in 93, when that all started, you put on a Big album just to get ready to go out to the club and just set yourself up. So Machine Gun Funk was that for me. And, I mean, the whole album, which you don't get that a lot nowadays, you can listen to the entire album from beginning to end. It was beautifully placed, like telling the story and everything. So... I can't wait to ask him questions about that album.
That was another thing about him, too, was the storytelling, you know. Prior to him in hip-hop, the storytelling, the artists that were known for the storytelling was your Slick Rick, your Cool G Rap.
Mm-hmm.
And Big, it just for some reason... Big had that uncanny ability to take it to the other level with it, like the joints, like Somebody Got to Die and Niggas Bleed, and you know, like, you could really close your eyes and you could really see it, like it was an audio picture,
right?
So that was amazing. That was the amazing thing about him. But I think the joint for me that when I hear it, I just lose it. It's a toss up. It's a toss up between Kicking the Door.
Mm-hmm.
And Who Shot You? Like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Who Shot You was so hard.
I, man. I can't.
Who Shot You is really hard. But, and another thing about Big, too, like, that that 1993 was an era where, you know, it was not just, like, you know, the style and everything, but it was an era, of course, where you had the Hustler. I mean, I think when Big's album came out, they felt, Hustlers especially felt that he knew what he was talking about, that he was in the streets chopping it up, giving hand to hands, and they related to him. So that was another thing about Big, like, you know, the Hustlers just loved him. And, you know, the Gimme the Loop, which is another Easy Mo' B production, was one that Hustlers just adored. And, of course, Warning, which is another Easy Mo' B record, you know. So, definitely want to ask him how he came up with Warning and had a little example of Walk On by Isaac Hayes on that. So I can't wait to hear what he said.
It was funny because I was looking on his Twitter, and it said that he was telling somebody a story about how when Maps came to the studio to do the joint, to do the what, that he looked at him, and the first thing he said to him was, "Damn, OB, you got a big-ass gap in your teeth." Like, come
damn.
On, man. Yeah, that's crazy shit. That's crazy.
What
that
is
like
that about?
Yeah, that sounds like some Maps shit, man. Word up.
Oh, my
But you know
goodness.
What? You know what? Let's get into... Let's get into a joint. Let's get into a joint real quick.
Okay.
You know what? Let's go. Let's do this for Brooklyn. I'm gonna do that Brooklyn joint for Brooklyn. Let's do it. All
let's
right.
Do it.
Let's do it. Jay-Z, M.O.P. remix. You don't know. Let's get it.
All right.
We gotta let this one breathe, y'all. Just let it breathe for a second. Yup, Hobie's home, newest addition to the rap, M.O.P., the Blueprint 2 is on its way, I know y'all hear my footsteps out there, I'm coming, let's go get them, Just.
Time to jump, fire, M.O.P., and the zip code is 1, 2, 3, and motherfucker, we coming, 100 miles of gun, and I'm still running with cash that raw from the era of XL, 80s and hatchback song. I'm a racing for this industry lockdown, we still tow hammers that go rock out. Run up if you wanna, believe me, all these hammers what they own is fuck you, see ya, had you with blue hammers in the coma, and your family now I'm on, look, 70 pounds on, the little buck stood it up with a hospital gown on. Slippery cell tactics, chippity frail bastards, get trapped, neat tuna, little nigglet. What the fuck you recording for Nick Jr.?
The game ain't changed.
It just got harder. Plus, we sponsored by Lays, Dame Dash, and Mr. S. Scott Carter, Brownfield.
Yeah.
We strong to this bitch all day. Ride for my cock out, face the crowd, and it's bad.
I'm from the G-side of things.
Oh.
When we ride and bang, when the heat got a flame, that's how we got the name. My man, it's better than cocaine. Now everything will change in this family. We'll rule the world and you haters can eat a dick up to your hiccup and earn a decade on the grind. Nigga, I paid mine, so it's my time to shine. And for you to ride the pine, I won't sit back and rap like these dumbass kids. I've been around, I put it down, I ain't these young ass kids.
M.O.P.
The O.G. reps and survives around this motherfucker.
First family.
We kept it live around this motherfucker. When it's crunch time, we do it all with day.
Turn my music high. Yeah, more fire, more rock, aware attire, more money, more murder. Now the M.O.P.'s tired. More further for the rock empire. Y'all won't service, y'all nervous. Know them guns on full service, ready to fire. One body, two body, three body, four. Young sitting on paper, I'm above the law. Young shit, no haters, I ain't fucking with y'all. When my Brownsville neighbors, how about some hardcore? And it just get worse. Every time I sign my signature in cursive, just add another million to these verses. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. And the money's really worthless, I'm pissing you off on purpose. My nephew's situated, and my mom is straight. So I'm ready for whatever drama should come my way. And you niggas rapping to me, so your drama's fake. You dudes is noodles, I got more CD to bake. You dudes is cake, I keep two biscuits on the waist. is under the tongue, I will eat your face. Appetite for destruction, I am starving today. Got a money hungry lawyer that I eat the case. And that's just food for thought, don't let it go to waste. Nigga, bite the bullet until you step in your face. I done forgot more than you ever learned. What you don't know will make your home a permanent urn, nigga.
Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It is your boy, Bad C, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. Nay, what
Hello.
Up?
Hello.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Yeah, we are back. This is the Biggie Smalls tribute show, man. On the 15th year anniversary of his death, we're not mourning, we're celebrating. That's what we're doing. That's right. That's right. And on the line, we got a special guest on the line. Who we got there? Who's the caller?
Yo, this is Easy Mo B. What's going on?
What's going on, brother?
Welcome to the show, Easy Mo B. We are so excited to have you on and talk to you about your role in hip hop history, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, man. What's going on, man? It's been a minute, man. How you been? What you got going on, man?
Well, first of all, I just want to say we can't front on the advanced technology of today, because if it wasn't for that, you know, we wouldn't be doing that right now.
Legend has it
that a friend of a mutual friend of me and Fee, that's Missy B from out there in Jersey, shout to you. She notices that I'm his friend, so with the Twitter, the trail just happens and we just connect. You know, there was a time when I was kind of against and fighting against the technology,
yeah.
But it's the only way that you're going to survive and you're going to stay alive. And then that's when I hooked up with, am I saying it right, Sugar 93.
I mean, it's amazing, right? I mean, the technology is amazing. Me and T were just talking about even the Blog Talk Radio, how we're on now, and how, I mean, 10 years ago, you would have never thought you could actually do this without being in a radio station and traveling for
exactly
hours
so.
Maybe, you know? So, yeah, that is amazing to me, too.
So that's the only way we're going to stay alive,
mm-hmm.
musically, that is, and bring us forward to date, like you was asking me, as far as what's going on with me, what I'm doing right now. About to launch something called Black Box Records.
Mm-hmm.
And originally, I had the idea to do like another album of mine. For all of y'all out there that at your availability, if you can get a hold of it, check out Now or Never, Odyssey 2000. That's the last thing I did.
Where can they pick that up?
That got some timeless joints on there. There's music on there that you can still play, like, to this day right now. And, you know, that could equal, like, what y'all just finished playing and stuff. But
right.
Black Box Records, I was going to do another compilation. But then I hooked up with James Brown's son.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it just happened, you know. Like, first we started talking on the phone, then we went out to an event one day, and it was set up for us to meet, and we started talking. And I was just telling him, you know, I think it's interesting the legacy that your father has. And I said, Your father needs a remix project, man. That's what I proposed to him. I said, you know, it would be interesting to have that. So he agreed, and that's what's going to happen. And that becomes much more urgent than the compilation idea that I had.
Yeah, right. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. So Mo, you've been in the game for a long time, man. I remember actually sitting down and going through beats with you back in the days. You got so many classics, and a lot of people wouldn't even really know, especially the young people. They might not necessarily know what you contributed to hip hop. You know. Just to give you guys a taste, man. You might not know, before GZA from Wu-Tang was GZA,
mm-hmm.
you know, he was the genius, and from those days, from the Cold Chillin' days with RZA and Ooh, I Love You, Rakim and stuff like that. Like, it goes back to then.
Exactly. You know,
and it's amazing, man. Lex Cool Stevens and Benz and Flavor Your Ear.
Big Daddy, you King.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
Pink
like
cookies in a plastic bag.
Pink cookies
no.
crushed by building.
Oh my goodness! You're blowing my mind right now.
Come on, man! Like.
I remember remixing the song and sitting there just really listening to it for the first time. I was like, I'm working on it, doing the music and everything. I'm like, what the hell is L talking about?
Right.
Then I understood it. He was like, he was breaking it down in metaphors of hip hop. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah,
I thought he was talking about getting some skins or something.
Right, exactly. That's what I thought. You know. You just told me ain't no Santa Claus just now, man, because I thought he was talking about that all these years, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Word up. All right, so as far as the big project, how did that come about? How did you even get linked with that situation to even, you know?
Okay, I'm going to tell the story, and I'm going to tell a brief story right before that. I had just finished doing the Miles Davis project. That had won like a Grammy for my collaboration with him. By the way, for people who don't know, a lot of youngsters may not even know who Miles Davis is. He's a jazz trumpeter that goes back to the bebop 50s.
That's right.
The bebop era of the 1950s, as far back as that. But I'd did an album with him called Doobop, and it garnered a Grammy, Best R&B Instrumental.
Wow.
So back in that era, you know, and see, you remember this, you know, in the era of the Vanilla Ices and the Will Smiths and,
right.
you know, all those kind of Grammys that hip-hop didn't really feel like, you know, they deserved it,
right.
like they were valid. So back then, during that kind of time right there, and those kind of Grammys and those kind of records having Grammys given out for them, if you got that, it was considered like the Grammy curse. Like, you over.
yeah.
So when that happened, you know, I start worrying about that, man.
Right.
You know, like if people was going to try to write me off, one of the most wonderful things happened.
Right.
I'm over there at Rush. Producers management, RPM, my manager, she tells me, she says, Boo, she called me with same thing everybody on my block called me. She said, Boo, there's a guy, a young intern, a guy, you ever heard of Puffy? I was like, nah. She said, over at Uptown Records, Andre has Puffy, he has a new artist. And they want you to, you know, come by and just kind of like listen to him, play some tracks for him. So it turns out that the first effort that we went in the studio to record, it went towards Who's the Man soundtrack.
Yeah.
And that was Party and Bull-ish.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's my
shit. I don't know if you can say that on the
podcast.
Yeah.
You can.
Shit.
But a lot of people don't know, but that was Big's first. He may have had some little, like, bedroom demos and stuff like that before that, but that was the first official real studio record that he made. That was the first time he ever went into a real studio was with me, and we did the party and bullshit. And then after that, second song we recorded was Ready to Die.
Nice.
After that, trying to remember the order, after Ready to Die, then we did Give Me the Loot. Then we did Warning. You know, he just kept hitting them in the studio. I kept hitting them with the beats, and he was just going, Friend of Mine, The What, featuring Method Man.
Now, wait. Now, the what joint? That joint there. I see you tweet out. You said something about how when Meth came in there, he had jokes the minute he saw you. Now,
the thing I had up on Twitter the other day.
Now, I want to know about that record there, because that's actually one of my favorite records on the album, too. You know, to you, who you think got busier on there? I know Big said he.
Oh, come on, C, don't make me do it.
Come on, man. Yo, look.
It was an equal, you know, head to head. If you really, really listen, listen, it's a duet, but it sounded like they was going head to head.
Yeah, they was though. Come on, as an MC, I know they was. They was friendly though. Friendly. It wasn't nothing like, oh man, I'm coming at his head. But you know, at the time they was both hot, so you know they gotta maintain their junk out there. So
for the answer, let me just say they both was killing it. You know, there was no one that came on where the energy went down, or I'm like, oh man, what is he talking about? Nah, it was a constant energy, man, and a real, you know, very, very rarely, man, you get a true collaboration where there's energy and synergy between the two, and it's just bouncing back and forth off each other. Another perfect example of that is Brooklyn's Finest with Jay and Big. It's like you can just hear that they got an original concept for the song, but it turns out to be like a subliminal battle, a head-to-head, like, okay, all right, I'm coming with this.
Right,
I'm coming with that. You can hear them, like, going at each other.
Right.
So the synergy was equal, man, to me on the song. And but the thing that bugged me out, I ain't going to lie, I'll be real honest with you. Biggie was, like, the first, in my opinion, roughest thing of a texture that I worked with. You know, before that, the first thing I did, 88 going on 89, was Kane. He was recording his second album. It's a Big Daddy thing. My joints on there was Another Victory.
One
call him Mr. Welfare.
Yeah.
So you got Kane. Right after Kane was Genius. Did a couple of remixes in between. The very last third bass record, which was Gladiator, a song they had on the soundtrack. The Pink Cookies, we talked about that.
Right.
The Miles Davis. And then, you know, working with Big. So if you understand what was going on at that time right there, you know, you had Kool G Rap.
Mm-hmm.
He had an album called Live and Let Die, if anybody remember that.
Yeah,
you know, he had this joint on there, Two to the Head with Bushwick Bill. And, you know, over here on this side in New York, like, it was common, man. On the West Coast, or maybe Southern rap, stuff like that. It was common for, like, the gangster thing to be going down. But over here in New York, at that time right there, like, a little right before Biggie, yo, that was shunned upon.
Right.
For real. And, yo, I'm going to tell you, yo, people gave G-Rap, they gave him the hardest time with that Live and Let Die album. If you... Well, think about it. Am I right or wrong, Siege? You barely even remember that album, right?
Yeah. Nah, you're right. That's the joke.
That's because that's
with Ice Cube people.
And that's because, and it's not because it wasn't a good album. It's just as far as because of that rougher gangster texture. I think he was a little bit ahead of his time for that. Like New York wasn't really on that yet. So right after that, come Biggie. So I'm up in the studio, like I told you. It's like some of the roughest texture I work with. We up in there doing Ready to Die. He going to booth. He doing lyrics like fuck the world, fuck my moms and my girl. Yeah, he did it and everything. He came out the booth, you know what I'm saying? I pulled him aside and said, yo, you know you just said fuck your moms, right? He was like, I said, yo, yeah, I know you said fuck the world, you know, maybe even your girl. You know you just said fuck your moms, right? He was like, nah, Mo. He was like, yo, and I said, and I'm like, yo, and you ready to die? He was like, nah. This was his exact words. He said, nah, Mo. It ain't like, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to die. You know, he said, that's just an extension of how I feel right now. I remember clearly. These was his exact words. He was like, all this shit I'm dealing with. He was like, my mom's, man, she got a lump on her breast. She got cancer and shit. You know, it's hard out here. You know, I'm trying to make it out here on these streets. It's getting harder. He said, I don't know where this music shit is taking me. He's like, he said, so as an extension of all of that, that's just my way of saying, yo, like, I feel like I'm ready to die. Yeah. In other words, forced into a position and just feeling like with, you know, hopeless.
Right.
That was his whole amalgam on that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right. So Mo, I want to. You got a second? Because I want to get into a couple of the joints that you did on the Ready to Die album. I want to get into Warning and Machine Gun Funk. And come back and kick it with you for a second. You down? You got a second?
Yeah.
I ain't going nowhere. I'll be right here.
Yeah, and we got some callers, too. I think there's some people that want to ask you a couple of questions. And I definitely want to talk to you about how you come about with your tracks, because you're also one of the artists I feel, one of the producers I felt that also sampled other hip-hop albums that were actually already out and hot, you know,
I definitely
want to get into that with you, so definitely we're so happy to have you on Easy Mo B on Six Man Radio as a salute to Notorious B.I.G., a.k.a. Biggie Smalls, a.k.a. Frank White.
That's right.
A.k.a. Big Papa.
Yeah, that's A.k.a. Right. A.k.a. one of the greatest that ever did it. Word up. All right, so we're going to go into Machine Gun Funk and Warning, and we're going to come back with our special guest, Easy Mo B. Let's get it.
So you want to be hardcore with your hat to the back, talking about the gaps in your rap, but I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This thing is to let niggas know that if you fuck with big and heavy, I get up in that ass like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the miracle. Niggas saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the dust alone with me. Just for niggas acting shifty. Sticks and stones, red bones, but they gotta kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. Smoking drunk by the boxes, packing glasses. It's natural to eat your niggas like stock. What's the fuck, baby?
I'm not yawning. Wipe the cold out my eyes. See who's this page of me and why. It's my nigga Pop from the barbershop. Told me he was in the gambling spot and heard the intricate plot. A niggas wanna stick me like flypaper, neighbor. Slow down, love, please chill, drop the paper.
Remember them niggas from the hill up in Brownville that you rolled dice with? Smoking blunts and got nice wits.
Yeah, my nigga Fame up in Prospect. Nah, them my niggas, nah, love wouldn't disrespect.
I didn't say them, they schooled me to some niggas that you knew from back when you was clocking minor figures. Now they heard you blowing up like nitro, when they wanna stick the knife through your windpipe slow. So, thank Fame for warning me, cause now I'm warning you. I got the Mac, nigga, tell me what you gonna do.
Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper. Damn. Niggas wanna stick me for my paper. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper.
They heard about the Rolexes and the Lexus with the Texas lights and weights out of state. They heard about the pounds you got down in Georgetown, and they heard you got half Virginia locked down. They even heard about the crib you bought your mom from Florida, the fifth corridor.
Call the coroner. It's gonna be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing if my burglar alarm starts ringing. What you think all the guns is for? All-purpose war, got the Rockwellers by the door. And I feed them gunpowder so they can devour the criminals trying to drop my decimals. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my cream. And it ain't a dream, things ain't always what it seems. It's the ones that smoke blunts with ya, see your picture. Now they wanna grab their guns and come and get ya. Bet your Biggie won't slip. I got the calico with the black talons loaded in the clip, so I can rip through the ligaments. Put the fuckers in the bad predicament where all the foul niggas went. Touch my chetta, feel my Beretta. Fuck what I'ma hit you with, your motherfuckers better duck. I bring pain, blood stains on what remains of his jacket. He had a gun, he should've packed it, cocked it. Extra clips in my pocket so I can reload and explode on your asshole. I fuck around and get hardcore. C4 to your door, no beef no more, nigga. Feel the rough, scandalous. The more weed smoke I puff, the more dangerous. I don't give a fuck about you or your weak crew. What you gonna do when Big Papa come for you? I'm not running, nigga, I bust my gun in. Hold on, I hear somebody coming.
Come in, come on. You're getting close. Huh?
It's right over
here. You sure it's Biggie Smalls' crib, man?
Yeah, I'm sure, motherfucker. Come on.
You better be his motherfucker, huh? Yeah. You better be his motherfucker's house.
Oh, shit.
What? What's wrong?
There's a red dot on your head, man.
What red dot? Oh, shit. You got a red dot on your head, too. Oh, shit.
Six Man Radio, and we are back live on the air with Easy Mo B and the Bad Seed. Is everybody there?
Yep. Mo B is here.
Excellent, Mo B. So we're just waiting for the Bad Seed here, but as we're waiting,
I noticed the full video version.
Mm-hmm.
With that dialogue ending. You don't hear that much anymore.
No. I mean, you don't hear much of anything anymore unless you search out for it.
Yeah.
That's really quality music. I'm like, you have to be a diehard, like a real diehard fan and almost like a crusader of good music, because it's not what's being played on the radio now. Like, back in the days, I remember everything seemed to be hot. Everything that was dropping was like a hit, it felt like, to me. I guess that's why they call that the 90s the golden era. I'm not sure, but it just felt like everything was always a hit. I mean, even when you were doing the record with Biggie and Ready to Die, all the songs that were presented and he'd go in the studio and rip it apart, did you feel like this is something that's really about to blow up for me. Like, how did you feel when it was, like, right there in your face and you witnessed it?
Yeah, I thought that what he was doing, I thought he was doing some incredible stuff. But I'll be real honest with you. I didn't have no idea, like, this dude was going multi-platinum, going to really blow up big as he did. Big Daddy Kane's album went gold. Excuse me, the Miles Davis thing did the Grammy thing. But I don't know, I kind of felt like that was something that they gave Miles, not just because he was that good, but also, too, because he passed away.
That was really crazy when Miles passed away. I didn't even know all the trials and tribulations that he had been through until I read his book and found out, like, the demons that he was fighting.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to ask you on the Ready to Die album.
I'm back, y'all. I just didn't want to cut y'all off.
Okay.
Y'all was vibing. You know, I didn't want to cut y'all off.
Like I was saying before the break, I felt like you were one of the first people, probably wasn't, I'm not sure, but it felt like it to me, that also sampled other hip-hop tracks, like on Give Me the Loot, you sampled a lot of hip-hop tracks like Onyx, Throw Your Guns, and a little bit of Ice Cube, a little bit of Gangstar. Like, when you presented these tracks, were they already done? Like, they were part of your arsenal? Like, how did that come about?
I thought about what you said, because you said this before. You just played the Biggie joints before we came back. And while the records was playing, I was sitting there, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, it's interesting that she bring that up, because it never really dawned on me, like, the hip-hop songs being sampled. But for every one of them that was sampled, it's like it was Biggie's idea.
Wow.
I'm going to explain that. And then on Give Me the Loot, where you get the Onyx and the mine is mine, yours is yours, mine is mine.
Yeah.
Give me a little, all of that. That was Mr. C. He brought those scratches to the record.
Wow.
Yeah, because that was.
I'm a bird. Yeah. That's you know, that's not sampled. That's him actually doing his special thing on the turntable.
Yeah.
Wow.
and as far as the I remember when we was doing Party and Bullshit, Big, we was in the studio, and he was like, this is after the song was starting to come together, and he was like, word, Mo, you know what I'm saying? And on that hook, while I'm doing that party, and what he said, yo, I want that. And here we go. Come on. Here we go. I'm like, look at this dude. He produced it.
So
Big
incredible.
Brought that. Yeah, that was Big, believe it or not, that was Big's idea to put that here we go, come on, from the show in there. And on, that was the other, oh yeah, you just played it. I Live for the Funk, I Die for the Funk. Again, that was his idea. I'm like, okay.
Machine Gun Funk, which was really made me look, just listen to the album, because I love Chief Rocker. So as soon as it was playing, I'm like, who thought of sampling that and putting it there? It just really made the album pop, and it kind of just made me go back to listen to the Lords of Underground. And it wasn't even like it was that extremely old. It's just like, I gotta listen to Chief Rocker now. Like, I can't not listen to Chief Rocker. So it's just really, it just made me feel like, that's how it felt. Like, oh, what made him sample that? Who put that in there?
But listen, you touched on something earlier, real shortly. I want to interject on you. You talked about the state of affairs in the music right now, as far as how the music feels to you and everything. And then we talking about the creation and how it went down. I guess you could say, like, a lot of thought was put into the records, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you got Party and Bullshit, and he's like an accompaniment. I want just egging that on. Here we go. Come on. And then you got, you know, Machine Gun Funk. I Live for the Funk. I die for the funk.
Exactly.
Machine Gun Funk is like, you get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was some real thought being put into those records. And on Give Me the Loot, the sound effects, you know, you hear the car screeching, the street sounds, and you know, you don't hear that stuff no more. You know, for a lot of the younger that's out there right now, I mean, go back and really listen to the way albums was put together. Go back and listen to any Public Enemy album. Listen to Ice Cube's America's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
Listen to any of that. Listen to any of the NWA albums, and you sit there and you listen to that, and you will see how much thought and work, especially Public Enemy, you know. You'll see how much thought was put and work was put into making those albums. So I'm just saying, you know, as far as the state of affairs with the music go right now, you know, I don't know, maybe we need to push the envelope, you know, try to get it back to something like that, because it's too easy right now.
Yeah.
I know y'all want me to interject on that, so I'm going to talk about it a little bit. Technology, if anything, is kind of like the reason why a lot of the things is the way they are today. Back in that time right there, you know, 93, Big just coming on. At that time, what did you have? You had Tribe Called Quest, you had Onyx, you had... As a matter of fact, you know what I loved about that era that I speak of right there? There was a variety.
Right.
There's just like one lane right now. There's just one lane. And in addition to that, the gamut was not just like wide open like that. You had to really, really be good and really be talented, and there had to be something exceptional about your skills.
Right.
In addition to that, too, the other factor is technology, I feel like, played a part, too. Back then, everybody didn't have a studio in their house. There was dudes that had ADATs and situations set up. But everything wasn't truly all the way digital yet. In other words, you didn't feel comfortable recording, going through every phase of recording in your house. You can do that now.
Right.
Now, with the advanced technology and with the availability of all of this kind of equipment where you can create and build and master and mix a project from start to finish in your house, you know, a motherfucker who don't know nothing about music, that'll get to making them think and feeling like he the man.
Yeah. Exactly.
When you really don't know what you're doing, you know what I always say? It's like you can have the most state of the art, up to date artillery, if you want to call it that, equipment. But it's not the equipment, it's what you do with it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's your knowledge of music.
Yeah,
you can become, like, what is creativity is like putting two things together that no one has ever done before. You just have to be creative about it. So it's about
I'm not saying, and I'm not stepping on the toes of everybody. Let me tell you something right now. There is some great music still coming out too, but then for the remainder of it, I'm just going to be straight up with you. It just sounds like a lot of people just like trying to do their best. And what happens is, if you go out to the clubs, if you listen to radio, what we're doing is we at a point where, as far as I'm concerned, we're settling. Because look, this is the reality. It doesn't matter if all of your hip-hop heroes, all your musical heroes, if they stop, if I stop tonight and don't do nothing no more, you'd be sad. You'd be like, oh, man, Moby, this one and that one, he ain't doing it no more. But you know what? The show must still go on. And it will go on no matter what. So if I don't do it, somebody got to do it.
That's
what's happening. You know what I mean? Like, we in a different time. You have to understand, too, we're in a different time. We're in a whole different year now. You know, a different president. You know, like how JFK is. The world is a very different place now. What was that he said? It's true, man. Yo, we in a different place.
Yeah.
Right now. A lot of things have happened, you know, since Big was alive. the same I posted on Facebook yesterday. It's a key picture. That picture was just eerie to me. He is standing, and it's a real picture, too. It ain't just a background.
Mm-hmm.
He was standing with the Twin Towers in the background.
Yeah.
And I posted that picture on my – I was searching for pics on the internet. I didn't want to just take, like, the average pics that everybody – and when I got to that pic, I was just sitting there just staring at it. I was like, yo, that's so crazy. I'm like, he's not here, and they're not here anymore either. So, you know, what I'm trying to say is it ain't just been like a musical change. There's been a whole emotional change.
Right.
There's been a whole economical change. There's been a whole, you know, philosophical. You know, you got to understand something, too. The content that you hear that's coming out and what's being interjected on record through lyrics, you got to understand where the younger generation is at right now. Just with that 9/11 thing alone, this is my personal opinion. Anyway, this is my opinion. When things like the 9/11 happened, it left a lot of people without hope.
Right.
Okay, we're the more mature, right? We're a little older interjecting and dealing with that. What does the younger generation feel about that? They may not open their mouth and express it and talk about it and expound on it a lot. But, you know, to be honest, what I'm saying is we all walking around subliminally holding a lot down inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And it's even little things like that that affect the music. We're just in a different time right now.
Right.
We're just in a very different time. I don't know if anybody ever, you know what I'm saying, think that deeply, look at it like that, but it's like, and then when I saw that picture yesterday, I don't know, it just hit me like that. And what I got out of the picture when I was sitting there staring at it, I said, wow, he's not here anymore.
And they're not here.
I was like, that's crazy.
Right.
And it's just a whole different era.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is, you're right, like the generation behind us is like, I guess they must be feeling lost. And with everything that's going, this 2012, the black president, even the earthquakes and the tornadoes, like we're living in times that we've never lived before. And everything is feeling just uncertain. It's like,
yo, to keep it real, my heart goes out to, and I feel sorry for the youth. You know what I'm saying? Because what they're experiencing now, they think everything is real easy and everything is this is what's up, but you know they don't really realize how much technology has really destroyed a lot of things as well. You know, we were able to really function and become, you know, upstanding citizens and run around and still have fun without the luxuries of, you know. Man, I could go on and on about that. That's a whole nother show, man. That's
but you know what I say? You know what I say? If somebody asks me, you know, what's the definition of... First of all, I was going to say the definition of hip-hop. First of all, we break it down, man. Hip-hop is the noun, okay? Rap is the verb.
Mm-hmm.
Rap is a part of the hip-hop. Hip-hop is the music, the rapping. That element ain't there no more, but used to be the breakdancing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And take it even further, that really is not really a part of it anymore, but the graffiti was considered an element of the hip-hop, too. So the hip-hop is the noun, and the rap is the verb. You know what I'm saying? But if you ask me, anybody ask me, what's the definition of rap? To me, rap is it's whatever's on your mind, whatever you want to say. So philosophically, I feel like right now it's a lot we could be talking about that we got on our mind and we can deal with, like the stuff that we just talked about. Hey, we got an election coming up, man.
Exactly.
Right.
You know what I mean? You want to talk about something. You got stuff on your mind. You see things happening in your hood. You see many of the youth programs and different fun things that were funded that just been taken away. You see the effect on your neighborhood. You look around, you see what's going on. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, education alone, my girlfriend who has a 2-year-old son, she's like, looking at schools right now. Right now, it's like they have these things where they start these charter schools, and you really, it's like almost a private school is going to be hard to really function and get in. And what's left of the youth that cannot get in, it's the jails that they're building for them. That's what it is, you know. So there's a lot of things going on that people are not moving towards or not, like, saying anything or waiting for a big leader to come and lead them the way MLK did or Malcolm X did, but
something else,
and they're waiting for that, and really, it's really inside of them. All they have to do is stand up and make it happen and make the movement happen, but I think society's become very complacent in a lot of ways, like, oh, well, that's their problem, you know?
And lyrically, if you're out there, if you're a young rapper, young lyricist, I know a lot of people don't like that term rapper. If you're an MC, if you feel like you deserve that title, you know what I'm saying?
Tell them,
because there is a difference.
Yes,
but if you feel like things is redundant, man, in terms of, you know, your creative process, man, you get to a point where. Cause I used to rap. I laid it down, though. I'm older now. I just don't want to be up there jumping up and down.
Wait, hold on, Mo. But y'all that don't know, go and look up.
Rapping is fundamental.
Look up rapping is fundamental. Look them up. Hold up.
Yeah, but if you get to a point in the creative part of your writing process, if you get a block. Because everybody who write get to that point like, dang, I don't know how to finish this, or I don't know where to start, I don't know what to say. Like, just think about what's really going on in your soul, man, and what's going on inside you and what's going on around you. It'll give you a whole lot to write about. You know what I mean?
Right. That's words from the OG. Mo.
Inside and around. Just remember that.
I want to thank you. Thank you. Please. Thank you for calling and participating on the Biggie tribute for us, man. I really appreciate that.
No doubt.
We're gonna go into one of my favorite joints that you produced. It's the joint The What? It's Big featuring Method Man. Oh, man, come on. When it comes on, it's it's my favorite part of his record, Mo. Everything is, you know, is just going one way. But then at the end, when you change up the one part,
and then it comes back.
I'll beat that, bro. I'll beat that. That came out of
nowhere. That's when he said, "Welcome to my center."
Because
you know we was trying to create changes and bridges back then. You listened to. I'll tell you who was very big on that. I was big on that. Pete was big on that, too, and Large Professor. Listen to Breaking Atoms,
right.
Main Source.
Right.
Large Professor was the master of that, the bridges, and, you know.
Right.
But you got to play the next record. We ain't going to get deep. Like
Yeah. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It's your boy, Bad Z, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle.
That's right. We're about to get into this next joint.
Word up. The What? Notorious B.I.G. featuring Method Man, produced by our guest, Grammy Award winning producer, Easy Mo B. Let's go into it. Let's go.
All right.
I used to get feels on the bitch. Now I throw shields on the dick to stop me from the HIV shit. And niggas know they soft like a Twinkie villain, playing the villain, prepare for this rap killing. Biggie Smalls is the illest. Your style is played out like Arnold Wendell. What you talking about, Willis? The thrill is gone. The black Frank White is here to excite. Throw dicks to dice. Bitches are like I'm brainless. Guns are like I'm stainless steel. I want the fucking fortune like the wheel. I squeeze gas till my clips is empty. Don't tempt me. You don't
man.
Want the
here I am. I'll be damned if this ain't some shit. Time to spread the butt deliverance over harmony grit. It's the mood killer death trap. Yes, I'm a jet black ninja. Come in where you rest at. Surrender. Step inside the ring, use the number one contender. Looking cold booty like your pussy in December. Nigga, stop bitching, button up your lippin'. From Method, all you getting is a can of ass whipping. Hey, I be kicking you, son, you doing all the yapping. Acting as if it can't happen. Your frontin' got me mad enough to touch something. You want from Shallon, Allen, and ain't afraid to bust something. So what you want, nigga? You want, nigga? I got a six shooter and a horse named Trigger. It's real, 94, rugged raw. Kicking on your goddamn doors.
Like this.
Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Yeah. Everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hips.
You don't stop.
Them niggas pack the clip.
Keep on, yeah. Bitch. Verse 2. Coming with that OE bro, met the cow, putting niggas back in ICU. I'm lifted, true. You can bring your whack ass crew. I got connections. I get that ass stuck like glue. Huh, no question. I be coming down and shit. Yo, I get rugged as a motherfucking carpet kit. And niggas love it. Not in the physical form, but in the mental. I spark and they cells get warm. I'm not a gentle man, I'm a method man. Baby, accept it. Utmost respected.
Assume the position.
Stop looking, listen. I spit on your grave, then I grab my Charles Dickens.
Welcome
bitch
to my center. Honeys feel it deep in their placenta. Cold as the pole in the winter. Far from the inventor. Well, I got this rap shit sold, and when my Mac unloads, I'm guaranteed another video. Ready to die while I act that way. Pop Duke left Mom Duke. The faggot took the back way. So instead of making hoes suck my dick up, I used to do stick up, cause hoes is irritating like they hate us. Excuse me, flows just grow through me. Like trees to branches, cliffs to avalanches. It's the praying mantis, deep like the mind of Farrakhan. A motherfucking rap phenomenon. Plus,
I got more glocks and text than you.
I make it hot.
Niggas won't even stand next to you.
Nigga, touch me, you better bust me 3 times in the head. Or motherfuckers dead. You thought so. Yeah.
Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Uh-huh. And everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hips.
You don't stop.
And niggas pack the clip.
Keep on. Everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake the hip.
You don't stop.
And then just pack the clip.
Keep on.
Motherfuckers, think you big time? Fucking with Jay-Z, you gonna die big time. Here come the pain.
Jigga, bigger, nigga, how you figure?
Yeah. Yo, peep the style and the way the cops sweat it. The number one question is, can the feds get it? I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jetters. Take that with cheddar.
Hit ya, back split ya. Fuck bitch fights the lane scuffle. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most haters
can't fade it. While y'all pump, really, I run up and stunt it. Yeah, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie, squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mob ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelets, soft bit. Ring two, niggas round the way, call me Igloo. Stick home.
Where you from? Brooklyn, going out for all.
Marcy,
if you don't stop.
You won't stop,
nigga.
What? 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 Big Smalls, nigga, shit your drawers. Brooklyn, represent y'all. Hit your forge, you crazy. Think a little bit of rhymes to play me. I'm from Marcy, I'm Varsity, jump your JV.
Just a
Jay-Z.
Nigga, baby, my bedside flow's malicious. Delicious, fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches. From 62 to gym stars, my mom's dishes. Gram chopping, police beer docking. D's at my door's knocking.
Keep rocking, yeah. No more mister. Nice guy, twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistol. Blazing, hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the Days Inn. With New York place outside.
Get up out of there. Fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high. Shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper. Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place and hit six shots just in case.
To do. Made a fortune off Peru, extra dyke, China white, hair on, nigga please, like short sleeves, I bear wrong, stay out away from here wrong,
clear,
gone,
me and Gutner had two spots, the two for $5 hits the blue top, gotta go, Coolio, mean it's getting too hot, if they have twins, she probably have two pop,
Time to separate the pros from the cons, the platinum from the bronze, that butter soft shit from that leather on the bond, a S1 diamond from my eye clamp dome, a Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga, Brooklyn, sippin' on,
Cristal forever, play the crib when it's mink weather, the mafia keep cannons in they Mark Buchanan, usually Quattro Cinco, the shell sink flow, toss it up, man slugs through your daughter, I'm warning ya.
J.C. and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit she draws. Brooklyn going out to all.
Flatbush.
You don't stop.
Red Hook.
That's right.
You won't stop.
Nigga.
JC and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
East New York.
You don't stop.
Clinton Hill.
You won't stop.
Nigga.
Brooklyn in the house.
Rockefeller, y'all. Junior Mafia. Superman Clip. Brooklyn.
Cause I leave you, I'm only here for that green paper with
I'm strictly trying to cop those
colossal size Picasso's, and have poppy tip coke outside the gatos. The end with cash flowing like Sosa, and the Latin chick transporting in a chocha, stampeding over prop modes, never sober, flexing Range Rovers, dealing weight by Minnesota, avoiding arcs with camcorders and Chevy Novas, stashed in a building with this chick named Alona, from Daytona, when I was young I wanted a boner, but now I only hit chicks to win beauty pageant, tricking and taking me skin at the Aspens, gangsta mint half, stay popping twist out, pack a black pistol and an act coupe that's dark brown, pinky ringing, gondolas with the man singing, Italian music down the river with your chick clinging, to my bizzles, player you mad for, acting hard when you as pussy as RuPaul.
Wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. We'll be dipping in the bins with the spoilers. On the low for the day, in
the blood clot. Wanna rumble with the B, huh? Throw a hex on the whole family. Dressed in all black like the Omen. Have your friends singing, this is for my homies. And you know me for making niggas so sick. Lost in my six with the Lex on the wrist. If it's murder, you know she wrote it. German Ruger for your ass, bitch, deep throated. Know you wanna feel the room, cause it's flat and coated. Take your pick, got a firearm, you should've told it. Suck a dick. All that bullshit you kick, player hating from the sideline. Get your own shit. Why you ride mine? I'm a good fella, kinda late. Dashy 80s in Mercedes. Puffy, hold me down, baby. Only female in my crew. Then I kick shit like a nigga do. Pull the trigger to fuck you.
I've been had skills, crystal still, hot bills in Brazil. About a mill of ice grill, make it hard to figure me. Liquor be kicking me in my asshole. Undercover, Johnny Grass Bowl. That's my East Coast girl, the Bentley, the twirl. My West Coast shorty, push the chrome 740. Rock the red man and naughty. Oh, and my kitty cat, half a brick of yay. In the bra with her titties at. And I'm living that whole life we push weight, fuck the state, 10 fuck holes in Penn State, listen close to Francis, the praying mantis, attack with the Mac, my left hand spit, right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway, player haters get away, or my lead will spray, squeeze off till I'm empty, don't tempt me, only to hell I send thee, all about the Benji's, why?
Start to cry, ask why. Lyrically, I'm worship. Don't
front, the word sick. You cursed it, but rehearsed it. I drop unexpectedly like bird shit. You heard skit, stuck quickly for royalties and show money. Don't forget the publishing, I punish them. I'm done with them, son, I'm surprised you run with them. I think they got coming them, cause they nothing but dicks. Trying to blow up like nitro and dynamite sticks. Mad, I smoke hydro, rock diamonds, that's sick. Got paid off my flow, rhyme with my own clip. Take trips to Cairo, laying with your bitch. I know you praying you was rich, fucking prick. When I see you, I'ma kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. This goes out for those that choose to use disrespectful views on the king of NY. Fuck that, why try? Throw bleach in your eye, now you're brailing it. Slash that light shit, I'm scaling it. Conscience of your nonsense, you're 88. So more powder than Johnson and Johnson. Choke steel like Bronson, vigilante. You wanna get on, son, you need to ask me. Ain't no other kings in this rap thing, they siblings. Nothing but my children, one shot, they disappearing. It's ill when MCs used to be on cruddy shit. Took home, ready to die, listen, study shit. Now they on some money shit, successful out the blue. They lightweight, fragile, my 9 milli make the white shake. That's why my money never funny, and you still recouping. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
I met this one bitch, cause you know me, I'm the nasty motherfucker. I thought I done did everything in the world.
Yeah.
I meet this one bitch, I comes up in the spot, or whatever, the bitch got the candles lit or whatever, so she telling me whatever, she wanna get her freak on or whatever, so I'm like, what's up, what you want, I'm saying, I'm gonna wear it out or whatever. The bitch told me she wanted me to shit on her. Great shot, like, I might shit on you after I hit it. I won't call you no more. Shit on you like that. Talk about no. She want me to cock over her and shit on her stomach. I said, bitch, what the fuck? What the fuck I'm supposed to do after I shit on? I'm supposed to hit that after that? This is wilding out. So, boy, after I shit on the bitch, right? You know I shit. After I shit on the bitch, you know, wash the shit off.
Come on, yeah. 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 Come on, come on, come on, yeah. Come on,
yeah. I go on and on and on and don't take them to the crib unless they boning. Easy, call them on the phone and platinum Chanel cologne and I stay dressed to impress, spark these bitches' interest. Sex is all I expect if they watch TV in the Lex. They know, 4:15, left the club tipsy. Say no more, except how I'm getting home tomorrow. Caesar drop you off when he see a T.O. Back of my mind, I hope she swallows. Man, she spilled the drink from my cream wallows. Reach the gate, hungry just ate. Griffin, she got to beat the work by 8.
Come on.
This must mean she ain't trying to wait. Conversate, sex on the first date. I say, you know what you do to me. She starts off, but I don't usually. Then I whip it out, rubber no doubt. Step out, show me what you all about. Fingers in your mouth, open up your blouse. Pull your G-string down south.
Ow.
Threw that back out, in the parking lot. Buy a Cherokee and a green drop top. And I don't stop until I squirt. Jeans, skirt, butt naked, it all works.
You nasty boy, you nasty. You nasty boy.
Remember we went to Tennessee, then we came home. Mad messages was on my phone. Bitch named Simone, screaming, she fiending for the semen. Me being the man that I am, took it to her condo. Pronto, half Indian, I called the Tonto. Roll a cron in the dark Pronto. Few puffs, I got low, and off to the bedroom we go. Sex is drama, head is trauma, ripped pajamas, I'ma stay till tomorrow.
satisfying all my needs twice. With some whipped cream, handcuffs, and ice. The bitch is nice, world is born. Can't wait to put my niggas on. What? What? Mercedes, whole four in the back, two of his fat, Cooper Gat, for cats to try to test me. They just fans like De Niro, Wesley, let's see the bitch I'm waiting on. Cartier jeans look like they painted on. Ask me, leave it up to me. Lay her on her back ever so gently. She likes the way the dough fold up, rolls roll up, crisp down till she throw up. Bitch grow up, hold up, there's De Janeiro, drip to death, iceberg to Pedro. Get your goat without speaking, call me C cause I keep on. We could go freaking all weekend, so rolling. Ain't it good that my neck feet folding?
You nasty boy, you nasty. You nasty boy, you nasty. You nasty boy, you nasty.
He worked on Life After Death as well.
Yeah.
So he did a lot. And he's still doing a lot, you know. Not to mention that he's, you know, he worked on Alicia Keys' album. He worked on a lot of things, but
this is
he had a major part in how we viewed Biggie and the sound and everything of that era. So shout out to Easy Mo B and check him out on Twitter, you know. And he's also on Facebook. You can catch up with him and see what he's up to. And, you know, salute people that have been part of our history and keep them in your thoughts while they're still alive, you know?
Yeah. Give it up. Let them know. Let them know they appreciate it, man. You know, just do it, man. You know what I mean? Just do it. And Six Man Radio, that's the purpose of Six Man Radio, is to do that, to give back to, you know, give the accolades to the forgotten talent out there, you know. Because, you know how the monster goes, the corporate monster. You're hot 1 minute, and then the next day, the next one of you is, or a younger one, it replaces you. And it just, it's inevitable. It's the cycle. It's how it goes. So,
exactly.
With that being so, that does not mean that you as an artist, you get whack. You know,
no.
you still make music, you still do what you do, and you're still contributing to the art form. So at Six Man Radio, we provide people like that a place to do so, you know. And Nate, I enjoyed myself today. What about you, man?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a really great show, and having Easy Mo be on, it felt really good to hear him tell the stories about how he came about to work with Biggie, and you know, we could have talked to him all night. I mean, he has information that we have no idea about. I mean, the things that he's been through and everything. So it was definitely an honor having him on. He's part of history, so I felt really good about this show tonight.
All right, yeah, I was off the hook. Word up. So word up. In closing, what we gonna do? We got about 12 minutes. What we gonna do? We gonna get into a couple more Biggie joints. I'm gonna play a Biggie interview, and then I'm gonna get into a couple Biggie joints, and we out of here, man. All right.
Well, let me ask you one question before we go.
What's that?
On the Life After Death album. I mean, it was a double CD. What is your absolute? What's your favorite on that? What's your very favorite?
Kicking the Door.
Kicking the Door is your favorite?
Yeah, Kicking the Door.
I can't even really say what's my favorite because I even thought, like, damn, a double CD. Maybe that's not such a good idea, you know, like when it came out. I hope it's successful, and it was, but I can't really, like, put my finger on what was my favorite one, but
yeah.
I think I'm Fucking You Tonight was awesome because – you know, R. Kelly was hot, and it was just a hot song, and plus they had Unbelievable, too, from before. So, you know, and I Love the Dough was also one of my favorites, and that was an Easy Mo B track because that sampled the Renee and Angela, I Love You More. That was just, and it had Jay on it, too, so that was just, that was like real hot fire for me. But those two stick out more than anything for me, but there were so many classics from that album. Hypnotize and
He had,
you know,
Mad Joints
the
on
limit.
There. He had Mad Joints on there, like the
Ten
like
Crack Commandments.
The Downfall joint. The Nobody This Nobody Kills You. I mean it was great. Ten Crack Commandments. It was Mad Joints. It was
What's
a lot
beef?
Of
yeah, What's I beef? Mean like you and know, of going back to Cali, I mean
Niggas
whoa.
Bleed. Notorious Thug, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that, it was
and
so much.
Nasty Boy, which you played.
Yeah, it was so much, man. It was so much. Well, and you know, on that note, what we're gonna do? We're gonna get into more Biggie music, and we're gonna throw it up for Big. Shout out to Brooklyn, man. I want to give a
That's
shout
right,
out to Brooklyn. A lot of people, man. If you don't know me now, you know. Bad C. I love Brooklyn, man. Yo, bury me in Brooklyn. I don't care. Bury me somewhere. Bury me under the bodega on Fulton Street or something. I don't care, man. Brooklyn, man. Stand up. You already know. Salute to everybody in my beautiful borough.
And on
that note, we're going to get into this Biggie interview. Thank you for listening, y'all.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Word up. Tune in next week. We're going to have Noel Gordine in the building, R&B Sensation. If you don't know, you about to know. Oh, you're going to learn today. Oh, yeah, you're going to learn today. No, next week. You're going to learn next week.
All right. We look forward to having him on the show. Tune in with us next week, Saturday, same time, 7:30. Call in. We didn't get to take your calls today, but call in and join us in the chat room, definitely. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Yeah, let's get it.
Check it out, it's Notorious B.I.G. Don't move, you know what I'm saying? We're keeping it real on A.I.G. with Fab, you know what I'm saying? Bad Boy representing all day, every day, you know what I'm saying? Keep it real, baby, for the 9-5.
Let's talk about style in MCN, because your style is, all your diction, every word that you utter on your album is very clear, and your ideas are clear. Talk about that.
I mean, my style on the mic is just... Well, when I first started up, I just wanted everybody to just close their eyes and just listen to what I'm saying and picture everything. You know what I'm saying? I think I came across like that. Recently, I'm just trying to rip the hardest rhymes. I just want to just be the hardest MC. That's like my goal for 95. When somebody hear a new big joint, it's like, yo, that joint is so hard, yo. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to get across. I did the story thing before, and it came across. The next album, I'm going to do it again, but really, I just want to just... focus most of the attention on the lyrics, just the hardcore flows and the freestyle and delivery, you know, just trying to keep
Uh-huh.
I done squeeze mad clips at these cats for they bricks and chips.
Number three, never trust nobody. Your mama set that ass up, properly gassed up, hoodie the mask up. For that fast buck, she be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You take a crackhead paying your back, shit, forget it. Seven, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated. Money and blood don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. Number eight, never keep no weight on you. Them cats that squeeze your guns can hold jumps too. Number nine should have been number one to me. If you ain't getting back, say the fuck with police. If niggas think you're snitching, they ain't trying to listen. They be sitting in your kitchen, waiting to start hitting. Number ten, a strong word called consignment. Strictly for live men, not for freshmen. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no. Cause they gon' want their money, rain, sleep, hell no. Follow these rules, you'll have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Caretaker did your makeup. When you pass, your girl fuck my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks, she sniffed a whole half a cake up. Heard she suck a good dick and could hook a steak up. Gotta go, more pies to bake up. Word up, Crack King, Frank Wizard.
You just don't know what you do to me.
Bad.
Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dentists. The prognosis, doses, blends and bends like Twizzlers. Biggest fitness to hurt, what's under that skirt? Who filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one, know the mother, brother, miss him. I seen it when he kissed him at the wake, made his body shake. The high guy, it ain't bit the eyes. Smoke, tint, rap, terror, four chrome and terror.
Like
fly by the rivers, the fifth is conspicuous. Bad boy, 695, ridiculous.
That's right.
My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom, black suit filled the room. To whom it may concern, you and your mafia to click. Act up, I have my honey total bust.
That's right.
As I sit back, relax, dream of blunt, sip of Beck. Think about the sexy singers that I wanna sex. I probably go to jail for fucking Patti LaBelle. Ooh, Regina Bell, she probably do me swell. Jasmine Guy was fly, Mariah Carey's kinda scary. Wait a minute, what about my honey Mary? Them jeans, they fitting like a glove. I had a crush on you since real love, huh? Hold your horses, I'ma show you who the boss of intercourse is. Sex, I'm taking no losses. Even groups like SWV and TLC can't see B.I.G. with telepathy. The recipe, a picture hardcore with a gun. Tripping ain't easy, but it's showing fun. When I bust my nuts, I bust them one by one. So what's the 411, hun,
Dreams of fucking and all these bitches. I'm just playing.
As I sit back, relax, seem a blunt, sip a Beck. Think about the sexy singers that I wanna sex. I probably go to jail for fucking Patti LaBelle. Ooh, Regina Bell, she probably do me swell. Jasmine Guy was fly, Mariah Carey's kinda scary. Wait a minute, what about my honey Mary? Them jeans, they fitting like a glove. I had a crush on you since real love.
Max. It's my foundation, you know what I'm saying? It's my life right here. We all need each other to live and breathe, and that's the way we treat each other.
Tell me how you came out of all of, you know, I know you're a big fan of rap. I know you know a million and one rap artists. How did you come to sign these two
let them tell you,
artists here?
Well, tell them the story.
Okay, go ahead, Ben.
I had did a joint for the Source magazine, and my man Matty C got with Puff, and Puff said he wanted to do something new for Uptown. And he heard the little garbage demo, you know.
He just told me
that he knew I could rap, you know what I'm saying? Just from the rhymes on the joint. And he just shot me, you know.
What was that joint you did, Big, where you was talking about all the females in the industry? That was one of my favorites.
I'm just playing.
And that was called Just Playing.
Yeah.
Also known in the streets as Dreams of Bleeping and R&B Bleep. Okay. So that was a part of Biggie's rise. You also did a little something with Supercat, also Puffy.
True.
Yeah. Supercat, definitely. That's how people, you know, reggae is a definite part of the whole hip hop culture,
yeah,
the whole movement. So we got down with Supercat, the Don Dada of reggae.
Yes,
and, you know, we put something together, mixed the reggae and the hip hop flavor, strictly Bad Boy style, because he is one of the original Rude Boys.
And so those were all.